Chavod.
Your permission. The Ari says that 30 days before the Chag, the light of the Chag as a reflector shines back. It's a special thing that you get lights from the holidays. The purpose of the holidays is not to celebrate the holidays or to keep the holidays. Holidays were given to us as a present from Hashem. Yet every holiday has a special light. And when you observe the holiday and you keep it, and you know what the holiday is all about, the holiday shoots back a light. Of course, it means it's the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that being transferred via the light of the holiday. And how important it is, as we say it three times a day, Erev Shemoneh Esreh, Bachinu Avinu, our Father, please bless us. Be'or Panecha, the light of your face. What do you mean exactly? It's all the brachot comes from the light. After we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him all our requests, we say, Sim Shalom, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, peace, everything. What do we need? We need light, that's all. And the light you get, in a way, via the holidays. And actually, Purim might be the, we say, the biggest light that a person can get. So Rav Chaim Sofer says a statement like this. Rav Chaim Sofer was like a Navi. Wasn't a regular person. He says, when you come to Beit HaKnesset and you listen to the Megillah on Purim, the light that comes out is greater than the light that you come to Beit HaKnesset on Shabbat and Moedim and you hear the Torah. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu got Megillat Esther, the Gemara says, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. After 10 commandments, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to stay over here, and he gave him two things, the Gemara says, Megillat Esther and Megillat HaMikdosh. Gave him the blueprint of HaMikdosh. And actually, the Gemara says, it's the Halacha, Shulchan Aruch. If you want to, for example, you want to write Tefillin, Mezuzot, you don't have to make lines on the parchment. It's nice to have lines. Let's say you got a parchment. You know, in our time, Baruch Hashem, everything is easy. You have apartments, you can buy a parchment, everything is ready. But what's the halacha? You are in some place, and you know, you have to start from scratch. You have to go to a slaughterhouse, and you have to have a skin. You have no right on it. Prepare it and you write on it. If you write Tefillin Mezuzot, you don't have to make lines on the parchment. It's okay. Write. Sefer Torah, you must have lines. If you don't have lines, you cannot write. Because it has to be very beautiful. It's a special secret in the line. Special secret in the line. The Gemara says, the Halacha, Megillat Esther is the same thing. You can't just take a parchment and write Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther has to be written on a parchment with lines. Not only that, it's a special halachot, very similar. For example, you want to write a Torah, it's more crucial. But Torah, you can't just sit down and write. Even if you know by heart, you can't write it. You can't write it. You have to have a text in front of you. So you say with the Bechlasas of the Torah, it's a question exactly how to do it. But the best thing is if you have another Torah in front of you, and you look at the Torah, and then you complete the letters. Because you cannot write the Torah by heart. Now, but you cannot write the Megillah by heart either. This is the Gemara says, what do you do? The Gemara says, can do nothing. The Gemara says, so what happens if you don't have anything in front of you? You need the Megillah. The Gemara says, you know what? You know it by heart? I says, yeah, I know by heart. I said, but you can't write it. So first, doesn't have to be in a parchment. You take paper and write the Megillah by heart. And then you're going to write the Megillah on the parchment. Look And the text that you wrote by heart. Isn't it? It's like a joke, right? How do I have this text? Because I wrote it. How did you write it? From your memory. Okay, so why I cannot write from my memory the Megillah? No. You have to write from your memory so-called the text. And then from the text you're gonna copy. To tell us how important Megillah is. Gemara calls it Amita Shel Torah. Gemara says Megillah says Divrei Shalom ve'emet. It says the Megillah is called Emet. The Torah is called Emet too. That's how important the Megillah is. So Etzel Chatam Sofer said, Etzel Chachamim say, the light that comes from the Megillah is greater than the light that comes from the Torah when you read the Torah on Shabbat. Of course, the Torah is much higher. We're talking about the Torah falls on the floor, Chacholim, you have to fast 40 days. The Megillah falls on the floor, you have to fast. But then when you read the Megillah, the light of the Megillah is much, much greater. It means it's a special pipe and funnel. That when you hear the Megillah, you get a light, more. Of course, the main thing is because the Torah is only a custom. The Chachamim, Hashem didn't tell us to read besides Parshas Zachor. Excuse me. So you just know the concept of the Megillah. So to me, again, so that's what the Adari says. Purim is coming, so why are you permitted to Purim? If you know Purim is so important because you get a special light from Hashem. 30 days before, it means preparation, as it means. Not necessarily to learn is because you have to learn. Pesach, as the Gemara says, because a lot of halachot of Pesach, you start 30 days before because it's a lot of halachot. But the other holidays, the Gemara says the same thing. 30 days before, you should talk about the holiday. You should learn something about the holiday. So what you have to learn about Purim? But it's not to learn about Hanukkah. No, it means that prepare yourself to accept and to be eligible and qualified to get the light. That's what Chachamim invented. It's not a yortzeit of Purim. It's not a yortzeit of Hanukkah. It means, Purim is coming, it means you have another chance to get the light. And what in the light? That's what you say in Sim Shalom. Torah v'chaim, Ahava v'chesed, Tzedakah v'rachamim, Achav Shalom. All the barachot comes from the light of Hashem. That's the reason Hashem made on creation, the first day of creation, Hashem made light. What do you think light? Nobody's there. Nobody home. That much is going to be created on Friday. So why did Hashem create the first thing, light? It means the light of Hashem is Hashem, and Hashem already shines so-called energy into this so-called universe to come. So the first day, nothing was there, nothing. But it means the light of Hashem, because through the light comes the bracha and comes whatever Hashem wants to do. So this is Purim about. As the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, it tells us only the good things about Purim. Purim is there forever. All the other holidays will be cancelled, maybe besides Yom Kippur, but no Pesach, no Shabbat, no Sukkot, no. Maybe Hanukkah, one opinion says as well. As well, the Gemara says, the Tanakh is going to be cancelled. There will be no Tanakh. You're not going to meet Tanakh, not going to learn Tanakh. We're going to have Torah and maybe Sefer Yoshua and only Megillat Esther, nothing. All the Nevi'im that we know, Yishayahu, Miyahu, Yechezkel, Trei Asar, nothing. Yeshua, I mean Shoftim, nothing. Divrei Hayamim, nothing, nothing. Nothing will be there. Just tell us how important Megillat Esther. It's called Megillat Esther, of course, because Esther is the main person. Even though Mordechai, her husband, is Rosh Hashanedrin, the Gemara says he's equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, Megillat Esther, Megillat Esther, Megillat Esther. So what do you know about it? The Megillah will paint Esther. So that's how it starts. It says, you should have Shana Bira, was Mordechai. Ye'i ben Shmi ben Kishu Shemini. So glad Mirushalayim, Mordechai was in Yerushalayim. The question is, how old was he at the time? Here's a question. And Machshon de Nebuchadnezzar came and took all the Rabbanim, all the Chachamim to Iraq, to Babel, Machshon. At that time, C'est une simple explanation. C'est un peu tricky. The question is, that's time, in the time later, to make it out, says, Vayu Meyot Hadassah. Mordechai is so-called adapted Hadassah. Not only adapted, the Megillah tells us, he is Esther Bat Dodon. Her name of the baby is Hadassah, not Esther. Not Esther. He is Esther. She also has another name, Esther. Why she has two names? Two social securities. And she has two names. He is Esther Bat Dodon. She's a cousin of Mordechai. Okay? I says, Mordechai, the president, ki en la'abayim, she is an orphan. Okay, again, the halacha is if you don't hear one letter from the Chazan that read the Megillah, you did not hear the Megillah. That's how strict it is. It's not just a story. It was written in Baruch HaKodesh Nevuah. And every letter is important. And every word and sentence is important. And it's not important information. The Megillah tells you, listen, was Mordechai so-called took care of Esther, and she was an orphan, and she has two names. I'm going to call Esther. The whole Megillah is going to call Esther. Nobody, nothing Hadassah, nothing Hadassah. Only Esther. So why are you telling me her name is Hadassah? And the first name is Hadassah. That's not true. Maybe his first name is Hadassah. Who called her Hadassah? Mordechai gave her a name. Because nobody was around. Father died when the mother was expecting, and at delivery the mother died. So now you have Esther. So I don't know. Why do you have to tell me these things? It's not important. Well, the punchline is you can have Esther as a queen. Okay, tell me, Esther is a queen. Actually, the Gemara said you should know. One version of the Gemara is you don't have to hear the whole Megillah. The Megillah really starts chapter 3, but the Goyim, chapter means nothing. But it means with the story of the Haman. When Haman comes, that's the Megillah. So, make a shortcut. You know, said Haman came, and Esther is the queen, and the Megillah will continue the story. You don't have to tell me now information. A second chapter, so listen, you should know, Mordechai, this, no, later tell me, no, let me tell you. Before you start the Megillah, you should know what's going on. Esther, first name is Hadassah, and she was an orphan, and Mordechai adopted her. Yes, sir, fine. Hanara, Yifat Torah, V'tovat Mare. Description. Of course, you might think that you need this information for later, because Ahasuerus, in the first chapter, already killed Vashti's wife, and he's looking for a wife. So maybe the Megillah wants to paint Esther. Said, you know, she fat Torah v'tovat mare. Two things. What's the two things? She's beautiful in her shape of her face. Vetovat Mare, her complexion is good. Of course, if you remember in the morning, we said, V'yatziv v'nachon v'kayam v'yashav v'neman v'ruv v'chabim v'nachma v'velim v'nora v'adir, v'nukalim t'mkuban, v'tov v'yafeh. The highest, you have to know what you're saying in the morning, but the highest is yafeh. One under yafeh is tov. Listen, Esther, Tovat Mare. Tovat Mare. Yifat Mare, sorry.
Yifat Mare.
Yifat Mare ve Tovat. No. She, Yifat Torah. Yifat Torah ve Tovat Mare. Yifat Torah, the shape is very beautiful. But the complexion is only Tovat Mare, one level underneath. Tovat Mare, good complexion. So the Gemara says, Mare, in Torah, you're going to see soon. Ma'e means the light that comes from the face. So Esther, the light that comes from her face is not Yifat Ma'e, only Tovat Ma'e. Okay, fine. Everybody needs to know. Who cares about it? Okay. Here comes the Gemara and says, well, when the Ahasuerus is going to take him, the Gemara, at least the Gemara says she was 40. Other opinions, she was 74, 75, or even 80. And the question is, what do you think? Ahasuerus had a parade of all the beautiful girls from the whole world, doesn't want any of them. Hitam Nara Benav, we call her Nara, Esther, she's 80. Ahasuerus likes her. How did they put Esther in the parade, in the test? Not even a joke. We meet Ahasuerus, a girl. How much makeup can she put on? She can take a bath in Chanel 5. So what? She's an old lady. Maximum she was 40. He had girls from all over the world, doesn't want any of them. Took years till he chose Esther. It's not 1, 2, 3. He had a parade of all the girls in the world. First, the Gemara says they brought all the girls that never got married. He said, nah. Of course, everything from Hashem. And then he said, okay, get all the married ones too. We got all the married ones. And then he chose Esther. Mother, how can it be? So what it means is, it was called Tovat Mare. She had a special light on her face. You see the light. You see soon. Then, it didn't look at the face, how she looks. Maybe she had wrinkles. Maybe she already had a few operations to straighten her face. But it's irrelevant. It's not going to fall in a trap. When you look at the girl, you say, look at the girl, you see? You see, look at the face of the person. He says, nothing. Esther the Gemara says, really, Esther is a cocotator. Esther was on the green side. It's a question what it means. Ela shechut shel chesed mashuch al paneha. A thread of kindness in her face. It means she has a light of kindness on her face. And that's what really, as he looked at her, he saw light. You see, he saw light, so he took her. That's the secret behind it. But this is a secret of the Megillah. But you know what Esther is? You fat to her face is very beautiful, but now she's old. Tovat Mare, she has a good light coming out of her. Okay. I want to rewind now the Torah. Parashat Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu takes Sarah, is going to Egypt. On the border to Egypt, Avraham said to Sarah, "Ina yadati ki isha yifat mareat." He tells Sarah, "I realize that you a beautiful light comes from you, beautiful, higher than Esther, yifat mare." Okay. Actually, the Gemara says, Avraham put Sarah in a box. When they came to customs asked, "What is in the box?" Avraham tried to get out of it, and they said, "No, open the box." The language of the Gemara is, the whole Egypt were lit when they opened the box. Maybe it was night or what? Whatever it means. And it's about Sarah. Tadiki isha yefat mare. It's about Sarah. Parashat Chaye Sarah. Eliezer goes to find the wife of Yitzchak. He stands in the well. The Torah says Rivka is coming. Vanara tovat mare meod. She is only good light. Tovat Mare. Not like Sarah. Sarah is Zefat Mare. Beautiful. Rivka is one level down. Yaakov goes to Laban's house. He comes to the well. He comes to the well and sees Rachel. For Rachel Ata. Yifat Torah v'yifat Mare. Rachel is the highest. Sarah had only light in her face. That's what Avraham tells her. Rivka has light, but lower. Tovat Mare. Rachel is both. Yifat Torah v'yifat Mare. The shape of the face is beautiful, and the light is beautiful. As well as Yosef. Yosef היה יפה טוב, יפה מראה. יוסף זה same thing, the same level as רחל.
אוקיי.
You read it all the languages. פרשת מקץ. This is really the most important thing. Paro has a dream. Torah says in a dream, Paro sees. בינים מן היורות, עורות שבע פרות. יפות מראה ובריאות בשר. What did you tell me before? Mareh means light. So in the dream, the Torah says, Paro sees that the cows have light in the face. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay. He gets up in the morning. They tell him there's a Mekubel, Joe, in jail. Call him. Can I interpret, excuse me, he'll interpret the dream for you. They call Yosef. So Yosef, so Paro tells him, Havani b'chalamim, I had a dream. Ne'ot olot, sheva, parot, tovot, mare. No. No, sorry. He doesn't say tovot mare, he said yefot toa. Right? Huh? I think it's here. Just give me one second. Just want to make sure I don't say a mistake. Now I'm on the air already. It's dangerous to say the wrong thing. I think it says Yefot Toa.
Yefot Toa, Yefot Toa.
Right?
Yefot Toa.
Yefot Toa, yeah? So Yefot Toa, yeah. Yefot Toa.
Yeah.
In the dream he saw Yefot Mare. He saw light. When he tells Yosef, he says, I saw the cows with nice face. Beautiful face. When Yosef hears it, he's going to interpret it. He says, Paro, whatever you saw good cows. It doesn't tell him light. It doesn't tell him Yefot Toa, the shape of the face. Changes everything. What does it mean? The Gemara tells us, it's Rashi brings the Gemara, it says, look, Hashem took us out of Egypt on Pesach, and the whole Jewish calendar runs around Pesach. I said, why? Why do you have to do that? You know, you can do Rosh Chodesh like the moon. It's like in Iran, or like the Ramadan. Sometimes Ramadan comes in the summer, sometimes comes in the winter, in the spring, in autumn, doesn't matter. No. We have to make a leap here to make sure every time Pesach is on spring. Why? Because Torah emphasizes היום אתם יוצאים מחודש האביב, תורה הזה זה השם told us in the Torah, I took you out in the springtime. Says the Gemara, what's so important? Let Hashem emphasize in the Torah that you got out of Egypt in the springtime. Okay, you were, whenever you came out of Egypt.
Yefot Mareh.
Ah.
Yefot Mareh, Briot Basar.
That he saw in the dream.
Huh?
In the dream. But when he calls when up he Yosef, when he calls up Yosef, it changes.
He told him the story, what he did.
And he tells Yosef, the next page, he tells him, Yefot Toa. He doesn't say Yefot Mare. So the Gemara says, so why does Hashem emphasize so much that he took us out of Egypt in the springtime? Gemara says the reason is because spring, the weather has impact on the people, and people like nice weather. They're nicer to each other. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, look, the Torah describes Paro's dream, and he sees cows, It says Yifot Mare. What do you mean? Yifot Mare. What do you mean you saw light? In a dream you saw light on the cows? I said, yeah. He saw the seven cows, they have light in them. And he says, what is that? What does it mean he saw light? The man says, that shows times that the people like each other and they behave nice to each other. It means, really, that's the secret of the dream. The secret of the dream is going to be 7 good years in Egypt. Everybody will be happy. That's what it means. Therefore, he sees the cows that have special light on them. It's called Yefot Mare. So it goes, it's not that the light, cows don't have light. But cows represent the nation, the people, they're going to be very happy. What it means is, everybody should be nice to each other. This really was the message. When you read the Torah, you don't know what it means. But the Gemara says, I tell you what it means. So the Dari says it. Says, Paul would have woke up and would have told Yosef, listen, I saw 7 cows and light came from them. It means that's what he has in his head. It means you would avoid the whole drought and famine. Because Yosef would have gone up and said, listen, everybody, you better be nice to each other. You better be nice to each other. That's a good spring. The spring is going to be no famine. Instead, Paul gets up in the morning and he calls Yosef and says, listen, I saw my dream because he says, no, it wasn't right. He says, it's the four Torah. The face of the cows were nice. What are you talking about? Who cares? The dream, if the dream was meant to be 7 good years and 7 bad years, you say, was 7 regular cows and 7 bad cows or good cows, whatever it means, fat ones. But you don't have to tell about the face. When you tell the face, who cares about the face? You tell yourself, listen, the face was very nice shape of the cows. You don't get it. Therefore, the Yosef interprets it. Just in disregard what Paul tells him. He doesn't want to tell him anything. As Chachamim said, Yosef told him certain things that he doesn't say exactly what he saw. And Yosef interprets, he says, Sheva parot, sheva parot hatovot. Yosef doesn't say, Sheva parot, yefot amare, or whatever he says, yefot toar. No. Yosef said, tovot. And tovot in the Torah, if you look at the text, missing the two vowels, it means you don't get it. He says, forget about it. You don't get the message, and this is Rosh Hashanah. The dream was Rosh Hashanah. It means, the Gemara says, as well says, it's power of the dream of Rosh Hashanah. It means that's going to be now. It's going to be, the year is coming. Hashem judges the world. I tell you what this is. If people be nice to each other, and today is the day of judgment, was Rosh Hashanah at night. It says Hashem judges the people early in the morning. He said, Paul, you woke up in the morning. He said, let me tell you something. I gave you a message. Mitzrayim is going to go down the drain. You know why people they're not nice to each other? They're going to go down the drain. And this is the light. The light that Paul saw, that's the light of the Gemara says, the light refers, so-called, to springtime to tell us how important is spring because people are nice to each other. They don't fight too much. Like the fight in the summer or in the middle. And this, if you remind it, now you understand. Sarah Imenu, Torah says, Sarah Imenu, I won't tell you in the first. Sarah, now I know you have Fat Mare, you know? You have special light on you. It was a special light. What do you know about Sarah? What do you know about Sarah? What I know about Sarah, the Gemara said, the first information that you know that she went and she converted the ladies in Haran. In Haran, yeah. And then she told Abraham to marry Hagar, even though it was against her will. And then she told Abraham to send this Meshuginer, this murderer, Hamas, out of the house, Ishmael. As she agreed for Abraham to go with Yitzhak, to get Yitzhak in one version. All of the above supplies and shines special light. That's the information. The Torah doesn't tell you the whole story. The Torah can tell you, listen, I'm going to Egypt, and they thought maybe, you know, somebody's going to kill it because, you know, the Gemara says, because everybody in Egypt was black and Sarah was white, and the Egyptian will grab her for power. So to tell me the whole story, she's nice, she's not nice, she's beautiful. No, that's, you have to know she has a special life. But you have to dig and find out why she has a special life. Then Eliezer goes to find the wife of Yitzchak. The Torah tells us, Rivka, but she is a lower level. She's only Tovat Mare. Only Tovat Mare. It's a secret. I cannot say why. There's a secret in it. But Rivka didn't reach that level of Sarimen. She didn't reach it. And what do you know about her? Huh? I know she's very kind. It's Eliezer is making a test. He said, oh, the girl's going to come, I'm going to ask her to give me water. She'll offer to give water to the camels, even the camels might drink a lot, and she'll be busy to give water to them. I said, she earned, called Tovat Mare. Not Yifat Mare, not the best, beautiful, but good. Okay. And Yaakov comes to the well. He sees Rachel. So Rachel is two of them. Yifat Torah, Yifat Mare. She has both. I said, what do you know about Rachel? The Torah will tell you. At the wedding, Rachel will give the signs to Leah when Laban is going to make the switch. And Rachel doesn't want Leah to be embarrassed, but she gives it to her with happiness. You can't get the light unless you're happy. And later on, she gave Bila to Yaakov also, the mother from Israel, Rachel Imenu. He comes, the Megillah, and says, I want to tell you something about Esther. Esther is the light of Esther. What do you know about her? I want to tell you something. The first thing you should know, she's an orphan. And when you say, what cares if she's an orphan? Well, you know, no father, no mother, an orphan. What can come out of an orphan? As well, you should know the sixth secret that Sarah and Rivka and Rachel were orphans. Not really orphans, you know, physically, but spiritually. And no information about Sarah's mother, no information about Rivka's mother, no information about Rachel's mother. And they're orphans. You work on yourself and you put yourself on the right path. You have the special light. So the Megillah said, but Esther, again, she is almost Rachel, but she's not Rachel. And Arah, Yifat Torah betuvat Mare. She is like Rivka. It's a secret also. Why she didn't reach Rachel, I cannot tell you what it is. So here comes the Megillah and tells you, look, if you want to know the hero of Purim, the light of Purim, the light is Esther. And I says, why? Why she got it? So the first information the Gemara says, it says, by your method of sight, you should know. When Mordechai found her, right away, probably was a delivery room or something, when her mother gave birth, she died. So there was the time of Yimach Shemun Nebuchadnezzar taking everybody to Iraq. Mordechai, the Gemara says, looked for a nurse to nurse her. He couldn't find nobody. The Gemara says, Mordechai nursed her. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, a man sometimes has milk he can nurse as a lady. As the Gemara, Mordechai nursed Esther. So this how, so-called, Esther became like this, because Dari said the name Mordechai in American value is Rav Chesed. A lot of kindness. It's one of the Midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Chesed Ve'emet. And says, Megillah tells you, okay, you should know how it starts the story of Esther. Mordechai nursed her, so she got for Mordechai the kindness. And eventually, soon you're going to see that she has a special light. And because of the light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send her to Ahasuerus. And eventually, she'll save us. And eventually, she's going to bring Am Yisrael to the stage. She says, Mordechai, what to do when the Haman is going to come with the decree? It says to tell us the light of Esther is the light that she got from Mordechai. It's the light of kindness. She's ready to give her life for Am Israel, to go to beg Ahasuerus to waive the decree. And eventually, she's going to write the Megillah. It says the light from the Megillah will come. It shines. It says it's because Yifatua v'tabat mareh. And it says you should know the main thing is the light. And as Chachamim say, it's only for us to know that the whole Megillah is all Purim is to get the light of Hashem. The light of Hashem is to remember all these places. It says light, you get light. It says 30 days before Purim, should walk on it to get out of Hashem to Mashiach Marvah Melamed.
Amen.